again and welcome everybody to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves, The Count. This is episode 130. I'm Maude Marty, your host, and this week I'm going to do something a little bit different than I usually do. I usually play from my collection. I usually play all 45s, and it's all stuff that I have and that I love to share with you. I'm a record collector, so I'm always looking for new stuff. And there are records out there that I don't have. And this show is my wants list. This show is all records that I'm looking for. These are records that either I haven't been able to find or I found but are worth so much money that it's really hard to drop that kind of cash on them. I'm going to start out with one track that is only available on an LP. It's by Bo Diddley, and it's from his self-titled LP that came out in 1962. It's the last track on the LP, and though it's not that expensive a record, it isn't as easy to find as one might think. Let's have a listen.
We'll be right back.
started out there with Bo's Twist, Bo Diddley from the Bo Diddley album, and then followed that up with Sinner Strong, who is actually Joyce Harris, and did a couple of tracks under the name Sinner Strong. That song is called Don't Knock It, and it's on the Surrock label, and it's worth about $150. After that, Baby Jean, If You Wanna, on the Stacy label, and that one is worth $300. Let's keep on going with this R&B soul and check out this track by The Adorables.
Keep on lingering, trying to take a rest. she loved me. The stars were shining so bright. How could I constantly resist you when your lips were sweet and your arms held me tight? You said you'd give me your heart, but you just lied to me from the start. Won't you please, please stop pretending and just say goodbye? When you told me you needed my sweet caress, and when you begged me for my love, I thought at last I found my whole life's happiness. You said you'd give me your heart, but you just lied to me from the start. Won't you
I have loved that track for a very long time. That's Esther Phillips, Just Say Goodbye on Atlantic. Before that, Betty Murray with Speed Up. That's on the Wand label, worth about $250. And I started everything off with The Adorables' Ooh Baby on Golden World. And that's also worth about $300. I absolutely love this music so much. I really want to have these records in my hands, but I'll just have to keep on looking. Okay, jumping over to the world of mod, here's another great track on Atlantic.
Oh, I'm home. Vinyl, as you know, has experienced a bit of a resurgence lately with a lot of repressings. And that's fine, and I think they're great, and I've got a lot of them behind me. And that gets a lot of new first-time collectors into record collecting. But from a nostalgia perspective, it's really cool to hold an original pressing in your hand. You think, oh, wow, this has been out since the day of release, since 1966 or whenever. And you just think, how many people have held this? How many people have played this? How many lives has this touched? So, yeah, there's a definite nostalgia angle behind it.
What you do get when you're putting it on the record is that slight kind of scraping sound of vinyl that you always hear. You know, when you see the movies and the first thing you see is an evil guy on the record, you hear that at the beginning of the record, and then the record plays. Of course, you don't get that with the download track. But that's a kind of the element of what makes vinyl so appealing still, because you have that quirkiness about that moment. The smell of vinyl when you open up the record for the first time, when you actually handle and touch it, you put it on the turntable, and the whole motion is just amazing.
I think that it's so easy to lose appreciation for stuff and skip through songs when you've got gigs on gigs on gigs. And I remember always just like filling up my iPod and then having to delete a whole ton of albums and then filling it up again and filling it up again. And now that you've got streaming, it feels like for almost no money these days, you can have everything at your fingertips. So I think vinyl, in a way, forces you to try new things that you might not find. It's just like the way that you might log into Spotify and it suggests songs, or it has the discoverability aspect or a randomness that means something might come up that you'd never find before. In a really similar way, you can just be walking by a record store and you walk in and you're going to come across all kinds of crazy things, and I think probably a bit more of a variety.
Started off that set with Haunted. That's Dusty Springfield on Atlantic, worth about $150. After that, The Carnaby, Jump and Dance, and that's on Piccadilly. Only worth about $50, but also kind of tricky to come across because it was only released in the UK, and living in Canada, it's harder to find stuff like that. Nowadays, it's getting easier and easier with things like Discogs and eBay. But I tell you, I've got two orders right now that are lost in limbo somewhere, sitting at a post office, waiting to be picked up and sent to me. So you also can't always trust the postal service. I'm sure they'll get to me eventually. I'm not going to worry about it. But in the meantime, let's listen to some Billy Harner. That was Jerry Fuller of the Jerry Fuller 4 with a track called Double Life. That's on the Challenge label, worth about $250. Before that, Bobby Treetop. It uses the same backing track as E. Rodney Jones's R&B Time, which is really popular, and I do like it a lot. It kind of explains how to dance the R&B, and it's also on the same label, which is the Tough label. This song is called Wait Till I Get to Know Ya. So Bobby Treetop, I have no idea who that is, because it sounds like a made-up name, but he sings this great song, and I like a song that has a narrative, has a story to it. R&B Time is like put one foot in front of the other and move over to the right and then shimmy back, and it's instructions, but it's exactly the same backing track, and I much prefer the song that has a story over top of it and great vocals, fantastic vocals. So given the option of R&B Time, which was on my want list for a very long time until I heard Wait to Get to Know You, I choose Wait Till I Get to Know You. But that's just me. It's still a $200 record, but hey, that's only half the value of the Billy Harner track that I started everything off with, I've Got to Check You Out on V-Tone, because that's worth about $400. Where's all this money going to come from? If anybody needs their house cleaned or anything like that, I could use the extra cash. But then again, who couldn't use the extra cash? Okay, I'm going to get into a few tracks here that have been comped quite a bit. Usually when you see shows about Northern Soul, these songs are used in that. And one of the interesting things about comped songs is that they become more recognizable and therefore, in a sense, more sought after. Question is that what raises the value of it? There were so few copies printed of the original records that they are more valuable, but the more people that know the song, like the song, want the song, and decide that they want the record, I'm thinking the more valuable the record is. It's supply and demand. So you may well know these first couple of tracks, but I would love to have them on vinyl in my collection.
I've got to do it, I've got to do it, I've got to do it now, I've got to do it, I've got to find a way.
I've got to do it.
Every day.
I've got to do it. I've got to do it.
So starting off there, we have Breakaway by Derek Martin on Roulette, and that's worth about $150. The Masqueraders was the next track, Do You Love Me Baby, and that's on Wand. Now that record is about $2,000. It's really hard to find it for lower these days. If you go on to Collector Frenzy, it fluctuates between $1,000 and $2,000, but going down that much, you're looking back a couple of years. So, round about $2,000 for the original version of Do You Love Me Baby by the Masqueraders on Wand. Which makes the record that followed it by the Blossoms, That's When the Tears Start on Reprise, seem not that expensive for $100. Still $100 though. If you guys do have any of these records for sale and you are interested in selling them, please let me know for real, because I am interested in buying it and I'm willing to haggle the price depending on condition and so forth. So why don't you go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/ontargetpodcast, and contact me through that. You can also write to me directly, mod.marty@umfm.com. And don't forget that I put my show up on the Facebook page every week with a link to the download, a list of all the songs that I played, graphic with scans of the records that I played. This week, of course, they're not scans, I just found the labels online. And I'm also on Podomatic, on-target.podomatic.com. You can subscribe there, and you can also subscribe through iTunes as well. Okay, now let's jump into some garage and freak beat.
Gonna put you down. You can't get me. I've been around. They know my name all over town. I look a girl. I told you right. I'm a guy who can't be nice. You can't catch me, I can't be found. You best give up, I ain't around. Gonna hop a train, falling nowhere. You can't catch me, cause I don't care. You can't catch me, I don't love you. I say one thing, you said two. You take me around, all over town. One thing I know, gonna put you down.
Chocolate Watch Band started everything off. Sweet Young Thing on the Uptown label, $125. The Chessmen after that, You Can't Catch Me, that's on the Phalanx label, $300. And finally, The Eyes, My Degeneration, that's on Mercury, $325. Now, a lot of these are really crazy prices, and a lot of records I have are worth this kind of money. But the thing is, you have to find it in the bottom of a box in a thrift store or from somebody's basement where they don't know what they have. That's really the only way to find these records for an affordable price, or drop $300 for a record that you really, really, really want. Okay, I've got time for a few more songs, and for that, I want to go back to a little bit of the rock and R&B.
Somebody told me, yeah, that you are running around, yeah, I'm gonna put up. Yeah.
That was Willie Guff and the Soul Brothers, Everybody Needs Love on Kent, worth about $150. And before that, Ruby Lee, I'm going to put a watch on you 24 hours a day on Pop Tone, and that's worth about $100. I've got one more track for you, Johnny Jones and the King Casuals with their cover of Purple Haze on Brunswick, worth about $100. Now, I did a tally of what this show would be worth. If I had brought these 21 records with me, I would have a box worth about $5,000. Crazy! Well, I'm going on a road trip. I'm going to stop at a bunch of record shops across Canada, and hopefully I'll find something on my want list. And if not, I'll find something I've never heard before that I can bring back and share with you. The next couple of shows are going to be retro shows, as I'm calling them. But don't worry, they're from a couple of years ago. I'm sure you haven't heard them before. They're very special. I'm here every Saturday at 4 o'clock on 101.5 UMFM. Make sure you tune in. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I know I have. Until next time, keep the faith.